The wreck of the Sandusky is one of the most popular shipwrecks in the Straits of Mackinac Underwater Preserve. With brig rigging, the vessel was difficult to navigate in close quarters, which may have been a contributing factor in her demise in this area. The Sandusky was constructed in 1848 in Sandusky, Ohio. It was 110 feet long, wooden hulled, and rated at 225 gross tons. This brig left the Chicago Harbor on September 16, 1856, and 2 days later found herself in a terrible gale. Bound for Buffalo, New York from Chicago with a cargo of grain, the Sandusky was unable to handle the high seas created by the Lake Michigan storm. The vessel sank about 5 miles west of Old Mackinac Point. 7 lives were lost in the disaster. The wreck of the Sandusky is interesting to divers for several important reasons. First, it lies upright and intact, and many of its finer features have survived the wrecking incident and years on the bottom. Thankfully, divers have done an excellent job protecting some of the smaller artifacts, although the wheel is now broken up. Divers can find dead eyes, a 45-foot bowsprit, 2 woodstock anchors, and jib boom. The brig also sported a scroll figurehead, like a ram's head, one of a few on the Great Lakes. It was removed by divers who feared the others would take it. Eventually, the figurehead ended up at the Michigan Maritime Museum, where it remains today, and a replica figurehead was made and placed on the wreck in 1989.